Shabbat Shalom to everyone. You know, there's a time and a season and place for everything under the heavens. You know, and right now is a time of war. Time of war. Some people don't want to acknowledge it. Some people just want to just say it. I'm going to do something about it tomorrow. But now is a time for us to respond to the call of war. Now, the sound is, you know, has already been sounded. The shofar has already been blown for us to go to war. And I got one right here. I just want to blow it one time. There's nothing rehearsed around here, but we're going to do what Yahweh would have us to do. We want to prepare for war. Amen. Yahweh is preparing us today. That's not too good. That's good enough for me right now. Nothing rehearsed. But we are at war. But we must have assurance and confidence in Yahweh and His word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. There's something we can hold confidence in. Sometimes people look at insurance or something like that to give them a little bit of confidence in what they're going through. But assurance is our confidence. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I'm telling you right now that we can be assured that Yahweh is on our side, and He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He will provide for us in our time of trouble. Amen. Do we have the assurance and confidence needed in this hour is the question. There's a song that I learned when I was real little. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Somebody, come on, help me. On the word of Yah, the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. I stand on the word. It's my confidence. It is my assurance. Now, we can go through life and we can be intimidated by things. We can be, some people can be afraid, but fear has torment. Yah has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Now, we can walk with assurance that Yahweh is on our side. There's some examples in the Bible where people, the patriarchs of life that we have read many times before, Moses had the staff. It was his rod and his staff that he may not fear. Daniel was a man that prayed and he saw visions. There was a thing that the Lord had given them to give them the confidence. David had his sling. He came before Goliath. He said, "You come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts." His name is Yeshua, and we can use that name. That is our confidence and assurance that we can go before the Lord in the name of Yeshua, and He will hear us. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, Yeshua said, and my Father will give it to you. We have the confidence and assurance that He hears us when we cry. He hears us in the battlefield, and we are in the battlefield. And a lot of people are getting afraid because they're not sure of what's going on around them. But do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. But begin to look up to the hills, which cometh their strength, because your strength comes from the Lord. I'm telling you, if we can only realize what's going on in the heavens, that our Lord and our Maker, Adonai Zaviot, He is our captain of the army of hosts, and He will provide and He will sustain us. Now, if we could only realize what we're going through in this time. Deuteronomy 28 and 66. Let me just get you up to speed here a little bit. The way I see it is Moses is telling them what's going to happen. It's prophetic. And he says in the word, he says to them, as you turn, I'll give you a little bit of time. It's hard for me to read in my Bible here. I'm going to turn it to my notes myself. It says, your life will hang in the balance before you. You will be afraid day and night, and you have no assurance of your life. Now, this was because of disobedience to the word of Yah. There was blessings upon those who obeyed and followed his Torah. Listen to me. We must follow. We must obey. But we must not be hearers, not only hearers of the word, the Torah, but doers of the word. We must be doers. We must not be spectators, but we must be participators. We must stand up and to the plate and be willing to go for the Lord as he directs. The giftings and callings of Yah are without repentance. Some of you are here today are saying, I once did that and I once did this, but now it's the time when Paul told Timothy, he said, to fan in the flame the gift that it was upon you by the laying on of hands. It's time to let the Lord rekindle a fire within us that we can have assurance when we come before Hasatan or his little demonic spirits, and we can say, the Lord is with me. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. He is with me always, even unto the end. Yeshua is the name. There is no other name but the name of Yeshua, that even the dead devils tremble and they run because of the name of the Lord. Amen? I'm telling you, we must get equipped for battle. I believe Yahweh is already equipping us, but you know, there's a time that you can be in school for a long time and get knowledge, as in a doctor. You can get it in the paperwork, but when it comes to OJT, on-job training, then it's different, because we need to really put our hands to the plow and see what Yah can do through us as we begin to plow the field and fertile the ground, that Yahweh may plant seeds, or we may be vessels to plant the seeds that he has already planted in us. Amen. The word, the Torah, is our artillery. It is our strength. Kazak, kazak, vinet, kazak. I think that's right. Kazak. There you go, my Hebrew fellows. Be strong, be strong. And may we have strength. And give me strength. We need the strength and the power of the Ruach HaKodesh working through us. We have the knowledge of his word, for the word of Elohim is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right through to the separation of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Amen. The word of Elohim, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which it is sent. We must have the living word, hide the word in our heart, that we may not sin against him. David said that Torah was a delight to him, that he meditated upon the word day and night. We must live the word. We must desire the word more than ever We must get down and ask Yahweh to give us a desire for his word. A desire for the revelation of his word. We need the Lord's word hid in our heart. Make every effort to present yourself before Yahweh is a tried and true and an unashamed worker, cutting away a straight path with the word of Elohim. We need to have the strength and the power and the knowledge, but we must have the wisdom to use his word. In the word it says that man shall not live by every word, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah. We live and breathe his being. The Ruach HaKodesh is our courage and strength because of the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. But to every person, it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 7 and 11 through 11, it says, but to every person it is given the manifestation of the for the benefit of all. For the benefit of all. We are given the gifts not for ourselves to hoard or to collect and to say that we are something, because we're not. We are given the gifts for the benefit of all. And you know, we have the responsibility for one another. So if you got the responsibility for your brother or your sister, what are we doing about it? Are you that concerned about your brother or sister or the Mishpikah around here, the family that Yahweh has placed us in? Or are you only concerned about yourself? We must realize that we have a responsibility, and we need to be concerned about our brothers and sisters and using the gifts for the kingdom of Yah. For one is given the Ruach, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Ruach, to another faith by the same Ruach, to another gifts of healing by the one Ruach, to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of the spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of the tongues. But one and the same Ruach activates all of these, distributed to every person individually as he wills. Do you desire everything that you have or need? I should have said everything you need that he has provided for us. If we are at war, people, the Lord gives us artillery. That's the word of God. Are we studying and seeking his revelation of his word? And are we getting the manifestation of the power of his gifts that he has given to us, that we may use the word of God actively and powerfully as he wants us to? We need to have a desire for the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh more than ever in this time. In this time. The gifts of faith. I said it before. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, the evidence or the conviction of things not seen. The assurance. We need. Do you want somebody in battle beside you that's in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, and not at the right time? I want someone beside me that's going to be doing the right thing, in the right place, at the right time. I want somebody beside me that I can have confidence in. We must be able to have confidence one in or into another around here. around the world. Amen. Confidence in your brother and sister. Have confidence in them that they are following Yahweh Elohim. Look to your right and look to your left. But when you get through doing that, make sure you look up and see the Lord working as he wills in the body of the Messiah. But the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, peace, shalom, if you will, patient kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, in order to use these gifts, we must have the right character. We must have love. We must have joy, Simcha. We must have what the Lord would have us to have in these last days. It would be Emunah, the faith that is needed during this time to walk in the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, knowing that Yahweh is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Walking in the Spirit of the Lord. But the hour is coming, Yeshua said, and it is here now when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, for the Father is seeking such people as his worshipers. He's wanting us to be filled with his Spirit and his Word. You know, there's prophecies in the Bible when he's poured out of his Spirit. One is in Joel when it says, and afterward I will pour out my Ruach upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. It has happened over and over and over, and it will happen again. His outpouring of his Ruach HaKodesh. But the time is now when the anointing of Yahweh must be strong in our lives, and we must be led by his Spirit through his Word that we may accomplish his kingdom work. In 2 Kings 6 and 17, just an example of seeing something that we can see sometimes. Elisha, he told his servant, he said, look, and the servant was fearful because of the battle, and he could not see. But Elisha said, open up his eyes that he may see. And he saw the chariots of fire. He saw Adonai Zeviot standing there ready to fight the battle for him. Because we know also. Now, you say, what are these gifts for? Maybe I can just give some examples of what these gifts are for. You know, sometimes we neglect to see what the gifts are for. I know just recently I was admired by, because I've been praying about the young people in this Mishpachah to stand up to the plate, because, you know, there's mantles to be passed down, and some of us are getting older. And yes, we are. We're getting older. And Yahweh's not through with us, but there's a time and season for everything. And they need to step up to the plate. Young people, step up to the plate and realize, be attentive on what's going on. Have a hunger and thirst and desire for what you see Yahweh doing through others, that you may also be a servant of his in likewise. Amen. And some of us need to stand up to the plate and realize that we need to be used of Yahweh in the gifts and the anointings that he has already placed upon us. Maybe I don't need that right now. He that dwelleth in the shelter of the secret place of Elohim, Elyon, that is, will abide under the shadow of Shaddai, the Almighty. I will say of Adonai, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, in whom I trust. I trust in the God of my salvation. In the God of my Yeshua, my salvation. even though I'm going through things, even though I could be fearful, I stand alone on the word of Yah, the B-I-B-L-E. It has never failed me. The Torah will never fail you. It is a solid rock on which we stand. Stand firm. Now, this is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5:14. He hears us even in the battle. So I would say with confidence we can say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear for what man will do to me. Man, some people are more fearful of what man can do, what the government can do, or anything, that they don't have the fear of Yahweh. They don't have the fear, that the reverence of what Yahweh is to be honored and worshiped in. But he has not given us a spirit of fear, of timidity, but of power, love, and sound mind. Having the assurance of what Yahweh wants us to do. What are we going to do when we come into a battle? The battle's here. There's going to be many battles, but there's only one war. And we know who is the winner of the war. Amen. And whose side you want to be on. Amen. Nehemiah saw that the walls of Jerusalem had been torn down. He cried. The fortress, the security, the assurance that they had been torn down. But he was determined that they was going to rebuild the walls. Some of the things in your life has torn down your security, your assurance, your confidence. But I believe Yahweh is about to restore that which was torn down. He is building a wall before. And we know that the men that were there, half of them had swords and half of them had shovels. And the men that were working, they had, that was an army. There was a captain. There was men over him. And then there was an army there. They had the right. I can't think of the name right now. I will in a minute. Praise y'all anyway. Praise y'all. Yes. No. Praise y'all. But they had the right, as Phineas got command, and they was about to execute, they was about to take the walls and restore them. They didn't have a shofar by their side. We ain't through yet. That's just a little bit of side thing that I have to work through. But Yahweh is on my side, and he's about to restore everything. Amen? Amen? The weapons of warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. But they're mighty through Yah for the pulling down of strongholds. The drafts that we have heard in the past, when people would select people for war, sometimes for a purpose of military service or war, people did not want to go. Some people did not. Some people volunteered. And I remember when it was said in Isaiah 6:8, he said, "Then I heard the voice of Adonai said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And he said, Hineni, send me. Here I am. Here I am. Ooh, 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 ooh. Arnold Horshack." You remember he was excited about, he wanted to be picked or heard. But I'm telling you, we need to have the same mentality that here I am, Lord, send me. I'm not waiting for my brother or my sister, because we all have different gifts and abilities. but yet together we are in a cod, we are one. We need one another. So he brought me the troops down to the water, it says in Judges 7, 5 through 6. Going through some examples here. Gideon and his army, and Adonai selecting his people for battle. And you are to set everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, and everyone who bows down on their knees to drink water. Now the number of those lapping, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. Just thought about what I was going to say a while ago. Chain of command. Wow. Oh, it comes. Just kind of reverse that a little bit. Then Adonai said to Gideon, with the 300 men who lapsed, I will deliver to you and give the Midianites into your hand, so that all the people would go, every man to his place. So 300 took provisions and the shofars in their hands. The shofar always showed up in these areas. Even when Nehemiah was building the wall, he had the man with the shofar by his side, ready to sound the alarm. Everybody being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Are we getting it? Amen? We need to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. We need to realize that each and every one of us holds a gifting that Yahweh has placed upon us. And we need to realize that each one of us can contribute mightily in areas that the Lord may use us for his kingdom's work for one another. Amen. Realizing that he has a place. I believe that Yahweh is looking for those who want to volunteer. Those people must naturally be in a cod, as we said before. Would you want those in a battle with you to be in the same mindset? There was a story one time that I heard. I think Pastor Mark, you might have heard it too, about a third world country minister, and they couldn't have church. And believe this to be true or not, I didn't really research it to be what is true. But this is the story I'm trying to, or idea I'm trying to get across. Anyway, they could not meet in their church because of persecution. So they would meet underground, and they would let each other know each Sabbath what time to go worship. But unbeknown to them, there was a rat, a mole, that would always give out what, and then they would always catch them. So finally, they could not communicate like that anymore. They had to rely on the Ruach to tell them each week where to go at the right time. Now, whether it's true or not, I believe the concept needs to be thought out. It could get like that, people. It could get to that place. So how are we going to communicate without being on the same page? We must rely on the gifts of the Ruach to lead us and guide us and direct us and to lead us. I believe it's like this. He that leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. His name's sake. He's going to lead us. He's going to lead us to the place that he would have us to be at the right time, doing the right thing. That's the reason we have our Moedim. We know that we're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. But even in between those times, when you're going somewhere, when you hear amongst your mishpachah, do you have a word of Yahweh for them that you're holding back? We have people of different giftings. One that stands out in my mind is very important. I'm going to say it. is a doorkeeper. Faithfulness in keeping the door. We have a faithful servant doing his will of the Father before us. And different ones also have obeys Yahweh, but I'm looking for our youth to stand up in the same manner. Today is the call. Samuel was a young man. He was resting. I don't have this wrote down, so. And Eli was resting. And Samuel heard a voice calling out to him. And he was kind of unsure about what was going on. So he went to Eli and he asked him, "Did you call me?" Now we, as mature servants of Elohim, need to know what to instruct our youth in as they ask the questions that come to them because they haven't experienced what we have. But when you have experienced and if you walked through it before, you need to pass it on to the younger generation. He said, "Go back to bed," paraphrasing this. And when he calls, say, "Here am I." And that's what he did. A young man. David was a young man when he killed Goliath. He answered the call. He could not stand an army coming against his Elohim. Many of our youth are called for a purpose. You are called. You are anointed. Seek the anointing. Seek the anointing. I'm going to get over here to this board here. I got assurance and confidence. This is like AC in the time of battle or war. We need to have the confidence and the assurance because it brings us comfort in the time that we're going through. It gives us shalom because we have the security that knowing that He is working on our behalf, we have the comfort of AC in here. Amen? It's comforting. And we also have the comfort of our security that's outside in the foyer. We have security. Being at the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. Is in the operation of the gifts, the prophetic, the tongues and interpretation, etc. The things that we must have. Young people, seek the gifts of the Ruach because we're depending upon you. Yahweh is dependent upon you. We need you. Us that have been walking the walk for a while, we need to fan into flame. We need to stir up the gift that is within us and use the gifts. You know, if there's a pond and it has water in it, but there's nothing flowing in it, it's beginning to get algae and scum around the outsides of it because it becomes stagnant because it's not flowing. We have to flow in the gifts of Yahweh. We must ask Him to pour into us that we may overflow and touch someone else. This war that I'm talking about, this battle that I'm talking about, it's not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against spiritual weakness in high places. We must fight the battle because the battle is for souls. Their souls that are in the balance, being weighed in the balance. Even as I speak, we must be ready to conquer. We must be ready to conquer their souls being weighed in the balance. Desire the Lord's anointing. For the Ruach Adonai Elohim is upon me, because Adonai has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Adonai's judgment or vengeance, to comfort all who mourn. The anointing. There was a time when I was leading someone to the Lord. I told someone this morning. And I began to lead them in a prayer of repentance. This is way back when I was 20, a couple years ago. And I began to earnestly pray with them. And I prayed with them, and then afterwards, really, really dependent upon Yahweh's word to do the work. And it does. But he that worships me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And I began to ask him, are you saved? There was a bewildered look in his face, and I saw beyond that. And I began to pray and rebuke a spirit that was binding him down. I prayed and rebuked the spirit, and as soon as after that, I began to pray a prayer of repentance with him. When I looked upon him the second time, he had a glow upon his face and a smile upon his face, and I knew what Yahweh had done. Saying that, that was a time that I could see that the Lord worked through his mighty gifts of his Ruach. See, I discerned what was going on with him at that time. You see the importance of the gifts? Otherwise, I would have not known. I would have been bewildered myself. We must desire Yahweh's anointing. I love the scripture when it says, O taste and see that Yahweh is Tov. He is good. He has everything there laying out on a plate. He says, I prepare a plate, a place for you. I'm going to get it in a minute. He said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies. Praise Yah. He prepares a table before us, but we need to be willing to step up to the plate or to the table and get our fill. He's wanting us, and he's prepared so much for us, but yet we desire very little. We get comfortable in the situation that we're in, and we don't desire more. We need to desire everything that he has placed before us. There was a guy, Chris Odomo. He was a Cajun guy that I worked with. And he told me a story one time. And this gave me a little bit of confidence that I didn't have before. But he said his dad would go out. He was a minister, his dad was. He would go out every week, sometimes more during the day, evening sometime. And he would go out and he'd tell his son before he left, he said, I'm going out to win souls. He didn't say I was going out to witness. He said, I'm going out to win souls. He had confidence that Yahweh was going to put him in the right place at the right time, and he'd be doing the right thing. And I asked him, I said, well, was there souls being saved? He said, well, definitely. This same guy. Listen, young people, the same guy. Remember my twin brother? Yes, I got a twin brother. He probably wouldn't look like me now because I got all this fur on me. He was on an offshore oil rig, and he had been seeking the gifts of the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And right in the middle, me and Scott, my twin brother, and Chris, our friend, was in a heated debate over whether we should be listening just hymns and Southern gospel like me and my brother was used to listening to back in the day, or whether some of that worship songs that he was listening to, whether they was of Hasatan, the devil. That was where we was at, me and my brother. Religious spirit. And right in the middle of that, all of a sudden, Chris stopped. Right in the middle of a heated debate, he looked at my brother and he said, "You want the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" My brother said, "Well, yes." He told me and this other guy who was filled with the Spirit, he said, "Lay hands on him right now." He didn't say, "Pray for the Holy Spirit." He said, "You're going to get the Holy Spirit." We laid hands on him, and he began to speak in tongues on the oil rig as the Spirit gave the utterance. I'm saying this to this guy, the way he was being keen to the gifts that was given to him and was working for the kingdom of Yah. One time there was a young lady when I was pastoring a church. I had an altar call and she came down. And she began to speak in tongues so loudly. And I caught myself, Pastor Mark. I didn't do it. I wouldn't have had enough confidence to do it. I just wasn't out of my own ability. But I remember just saying, "I rebuke you." And the Spirit fell down and was quiet on the floor. Began to pray for other people for healing for different situations. Finally, at the end, Yahweh says, "You need to take control over that." And we did, by His giftings and by the word of Elohim. We need to be keen and discern the spirits that would come in and try to manipulate or divide or even try to conquer what Elohim has started. Be aware what Hasatan may try to do. We cannot do it on our own. "They that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth." I saw a vision one time of a church when I was getting up to, I was evangelizing at the time. There's many other stories. But this time I'm thinking about that I saw a chain, a silver chain wrapped around with a lock right there as you go through the middle. And the Spirit of Yahweh told me, he said, "This church is bound down." And only at the time it was Jesus, but only time, this time I'm telling you, it's Yeshua was the key that it could unlock. Could break the bonds through the name of Yeshua. And so went on. Pastor Mark, there's a time. I'm giving these illustrations to maybe give some people some confidence about, and I need to step up to the plate. The same spirit that was laying on the floor wound up when the elders were called, the Lord said, "Can the devil cast out the devil?" I did not discern that because I wasn't keen to what he was trying to say. But finally, I found out that those same people come to divide the church. Just letting you know, we can be deceived. We need to sharpen our tools. We must get ready for battle, for the battle is upon us. There's a woman I called out one time in an altar call, and I told her that she had cancer. It came out of my mouth. I said, "You have cancer." Pastor Mark, inside, I had a big lump in my throat. My heart failed. I was so nervous after I said it. But yet, then she began to cry and say, "Yes, I do." You see, by me being obedient, she knew that Yahweh was working on behalf of her when someone that didn't even know her would tell her that she has cancer and to pray for her. And for me, it gave me the confidence in seeing that what I was doing in obedience, I could be confident in working in the gifts of the Spirit as He would give the utterance. Do not try to make anything happen, but yet be willing to allow Him to use you when He wants to. Joshua was apparently would look at Moses' arms when they were upheld by Aaron and Hur, because he looked and he saw praise, I believe, in his mind, because he had the praise of two hands up to Adonai Elohim. He had praise through the battle is what led him to conquer the enemy at that time, I believe. The walls of Jericho, the priests were before them. They would blow the shofars in the midst of battle. 6 days they marched around it because they was told to march seven times. But 6 days they were told to march around it a single time. But on the seventh day, they were to march around seven times. I believe that Yahweh is asking us to step up just a little bit more right now. We have been doing this in obedience, but it's time that's going to be more required of you. Now, you can take that as intimidation, or you can take it as a good thing that Yah has asked you. I remember when I was doing my work, when I was on my tools, working when I could work, and I would have a boss man, he would ask me to do something that was kind of hard to do. And he would ask me to do it. I would hear complain and say, why did he choose me? I don't want to go in that, like on a ship, go in a little small hole and get all burned up with metal and stuff like that. But I took it as he really trusts me to do this job. Yahweh is trusting you to do a job for Him, to be equipped for battle, to stand in the right place. When you've done all to stand, stand. Hear what it says, when you have done all to stand. First, or finally, you must be kazak in the Lord, Elohim, in the power of His might, putting on the whole or the full armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of Hasatan. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of this darkness, against spiritual wickedness, spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Elohim, or take up, that you can resist when the times are evil, and after you have done everything, then you can stand firm. Then. Some of us may be just trying to stand firm right now, but we haven't done all that we need to do in Him. Taking on the whole armor of Yahweh. For we walk not against flesh and blood, but we do not war against the flesh, for the spirit, the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful through Elohim for the tearing down of strongholds. We are tearing down false arguments and every high-minded thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Elohim. We're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Messiah Yeshua. That's one translation. I kind of like the King James Version. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against Yah, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahweh, Yeshua our Messiah. Every thought. Right now, we need to have the confidence to stand and step up and volunteer for Yahweh's service. Paul said, my aim is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, if somehow I might arrive at the resurrection from the dead. But not that I have already obtained this or been perfected. You have not got to understand everything, and you are not perfect in everything. We know that. But, let's go on. But I press on, if only I might take hold of that which was Messiah Yeshua took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself as having taken hold of this, but this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straying toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal or the mark, the Torah, for the reward of the upward calling of Elohim in Yeshua our Messiah. There is a goal. We as warriors have to realize that there is artillery, just like in the army. They have different calibers of guns for any situation about that is needed. From short range to missiles, I'm saying like from a pistol to a missile launched from a ship out in the ocean or a submarine. But we have different things that we, as Christians, or I should say believers in Messiah, in the giftings of Yah, that we need to realize that we need to be aware of our giftings and how to use those gifts. If the captain in the army issues out all artillery to his men, they need to know what to do with it. They need to know how to clean it, tear it apart, assemble it, put it back together, and know how to use it, and know how it can be used and what it can't be used for. Realizing that my gun that he's issued out to me isn't powerful as the brother beside me or the companion beside me. But together, at short range or long range, together, we are a mighty army together. The Lord puts us jointly fit together for his purpose. We must be aware of our artillery and how to use it for his kingdom. I'm convinced that Yahweh is on my side. I'm assured. I have assurance because of he's given me faith to believe because I've seen what he has already done before. I've seen it. I've read about it. I've seen things in my own life. I've seen things read about in the Torah. I've seen how the walls have come down. I've seen how he can restore those walls. I've seen how he can win the battle with one man, one young man, David. I see what he is about to do in us. He's about to do a mighty work in us. Some people think that we got might have time, more time. Now is the time. Now is the time to buckle up. Now is the time to take on the whole armor of Yah. Let me get something here. One of the most important battles you will ever see is to be effective with the word and the sensitivity to the Ruach HaKodesh, which will bring salvation or deliverance to someone. Our artillery that we have in this is a word of Torah, the gifts and the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, and do not leave praise at not in it. Or do not, some people do not know that praise makes a difference. Praise him through the storm. Praise him through the battle. See, I know that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. We'll stop there. I believe David had that same desires when he wrote as a deer, or the psalmist wrote, as a deer panteth after the water brooks, O my soul longeth after you. Had that desire to be poured out upon. Our vessel, there's a song years ago that I remember. It goes, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, I lift it up, make me whole. We must have our vessels ready to receive. Lifting up praise and adoration. Allowing Yahweh to work through us. To us and through us. To us and through us. Are you ready? Are you ready? There's a time and a season for everything. It's time for us to realize that the faith that is in us is going to take us through this battle that we're going through. Our faith in Yahweh's word, our faith in the ability of his Ruach HaKodesh and his gifts, our faith in the Lord working in our brothers and our sisters on each and every side, our faith and ability and the confidence in one another, we have a great role to play. Yahweh has asked us to do something. Will we respond to his call? Will we respond to his call? I'm asking everyone, if you want to respond to his call, no matter what age, will you stand? How many accepts the calling of Yah upon them today? Look around you. Look around you and see that Yahweh is calling. Yahweh is working. Yahweh is building an army around us. He's selecting. As Gideon went down and had the ones go down to the water to lap up of the water, and he selected those for battle. He's selecting you. He's selecting me. He's selecting us for the call of his kingdom. It's about time that we opened up our hearts and minds and said, Lord, here I am, send me. Send me. Song says, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord. It's me. I have to accept the call. I have to be one that volunteers. How many wants to be picked last? No. No, 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 no. But how many wants to be picked last? You want to be picked last? That's a good one. He got it. The answer is yes. Amen. I just want to be picked. But he's calling us. He's equipping us to take responsibility to know that Yahweh is working on our behalf, working with each other, building us stronger, making us prepared for what lies ahead or what is upon us even now. Don't feel like your giftings are not needed. Don't feel like that you're not needed. My twin brother one time said, I asked him, I said, what's your calling, Scott? And Scott was humorous, very humorous. He was like my brother Mark here. He always shot from the hip. He just said, I'm a pew warmer. And I said, okay, Scott. Don't think that you're, he was joking. He was joking. He ministered himself at times. Don't think that you're inadequate. Don't think that we don't need you. We need each and every one of you. Amen. The pinky is not less than the thumb. Everything is needed.